A word for you from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right unto man, but its end is the end of death. It would seem that many people are confusing presumption with faith. In Genesis 16, we read of the presumption of Sarah and Abraham. In presuming that Sarah could give her maid Hagar to Abraham to conceive a child that could fulfill God's promise, they set in train a disastrous series of events. The presumption of Abraham and Sarah led to the birth of Ishmael. A wild man, his hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him, we read in Genesis 16:12. To a large extent, the violence and the hostility of the Muslim Arab nations today is an ongoing legacy from that presumption. 4,000 years ago, and it continues to affect us today. In Numbers 14, we read of the negative report of 10 of the 12 scouts who had explored the promised land. As a result, all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to him, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness." The 10 unbelieving scouts reported back that while the land was flowing with milk and honey, they saw the people in the land as giants and the land as that which devours them, and they gave a bad report. Only Joshua and Caleb gave a good report and said, "If the Lord delights in us, then we will bring into this land and he will give it to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. Do not fear the people of the land. The Lord is with us. Do not fear them." And God appeared in the tabernacle and said to Moses, "How long will these people reject me? How long will they not believe me with all the signs that I've performed amongst them?" Because of the unbelief of Israel, God condemned them to wander in the wilderness according to the number of days which they had spied at the land, 40 days, a year for each day, they'll bear the guilt and know God's rejection. And this is the consequence of presumption. The people then said, but despite this judgment, they said, "Here we are, let us go into the land." And Moses said, "Why do you transgress the command of the Lord? This will not succeed. Do not go up. You will be defeated by enemies. The Lord is not amongst you." But they presumed to go to the mountaintop. Nevertheless, the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwelt in the land came down and attacked them and defeated them. You see, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end thereof is death. They presumed to go when God had forbidden them to. They claimed that they were acting in accordance with the promise of God, but that is presumption. They believed in something which they had no right to believe in. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death.